Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're almost there. It's almost Sunday. It's almost time for football. Oh, it's going to be awesome. So, to help us get into it, he's been with us all season, every Thursday. He's been doing a solids for a long time. He's become really a part of the family at this point. Jason Lockenfour. JLC, what's going on, buddy? How you doing today?
I'm well. How are you guys?
Awesome. Now, just to clarify, I believe you're going out to Arrowhead as well, right, with the rest of the NFL Today crew?
Yes, sir.
That's going to be fun.
I am flying through Orlando, so I hope I get there. We could have weather in Baltimore.
Orlando?
Wait. In Kansas City, but fingers crossed.
What, they put Romo on the Learjet? They dumped you on a double connector? What?
There's not a lot of direct from Baltimore to Kansas City, and 5 days beforehand, what they do have is sold out.
Yeah. I'm just messing around.
I'm taking the scenic route, I think they call it.
Gotcha.
Hey, let's get into, before we get into the games for this weekend and some of the issues that I'm sure we'll talk about then, the coaching news that has happened. As of late, really the only big one that has come since we last talked to you was Kevin Stefanski going to the Cleveland Browns. Why did they ultimately decide on Stefanski? And I know he's got a good offensive mind. He's been with the Minnesota Vikings, I mean, forever. I don't think people realize how long he's been there. And qualified in a sense because he's worked his way up the ladder, so to speak. But why did they ultimately decide Stefanski over other options?
Well, look, I think the die was cast on this when Paul DePodesta became the point man for the search this time around. I mean, Paul DePodesta has been there 5 or 6 years. He's been a part of 3 or 4 coaching searches, and he's never gotten his man. So when Jimmy Haslam decided to fire John Dorsey and basically at least temporarily make Paul DePodesta the highest-ranking football person in the building, then, look, Stefanski's the guy he wanted a year ago. And last year there were 6 people who had a vote in the final say of the head coach. 3 of them the Haslams, John Dorsey. Then you had Andrew Berry, who's likely to be coming back to the Browns as GM, was with them at the time in a different capacity. And you had Paul DePodesta. So, you know, DePodesta wanted Sean McDermott. Jimmy Haslam at that time picked Hugh Jackson. I mean, you're either going to hire this guy's guy or get rid of him. Excuse me. So I don't think there's a whole lot of surprise people that Kevin Stefanski, after being the finalist last year and after being DePodesta's preferred choice a year ago, he was always, you know, more likely than not to get this, barring the owner doing something on his own and sort of going outside the box. And in this case, that would have been Urban Meyer.
Jay, I want to ask you, and I was thinking about this earlier today. I know it's putting this a little bit down the road, but just for the sake of the conversation, because I think it'll be an interesting historical look. If the Titans were to win the Super Bowl, the uniqueness of their story, I mean, you pick up Tannehill off the scrap heap. He sits the first 6 games. The kid you drafted second overall is on the bench. I mean, what would be a more unique or a more unorthodox or unconventional route to a championship that we've seen? The Rams with Kurt Warner coming out of nowhere. Like, what jumps out if the Titans were actually able to accomplish this?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Ravens in 2012 weren't that high, right? They had to beat Brady on the road, had to beat Manning on the road in Denver. But that was still a pretty good team. I mean, look, anytime you've got, you know, a Ray Lewis and you know, Ed Reed, people like that, you got a fighting chance. Man, I mean, I'm thinking back to when the Chargers with Stan Humphrey started 0-4, made it to the Super Bowl. They got obviously demolished by Steve Young and the 49ers. But
crushed.
I mean, in terms of winning it all, I mean, Kurt Warner was a Cinderella story. By the time we got to the Super Bowl, I think we all knew that this was an offense the likes of which we'd never seen before or again. But, yeah, I mean, that certainly was something nobody would have saw coming at the start of the season or even the midpoint of the season. I just think for a tactical decision, to your point, BT, to bench the second overall pick of a few years ago in favor of a guy who looked like he might be a journeyman and have it transform a franchise the way it did, that's pretty unique.
It's pretty rare. That's definitely why I asked you. I wanted you to frame it from a historical point of view. So that's Jason Lockenfora. He and the NFL Today crew are going to jump out to Kansas City, so they'll be at Arrowhead for CBS. The game coming up this weekend. CBS Sports NFL Insider JLC is with
us. Hey, look, now we're still a quarterback-driven league despite the heroics of Derrick Henry. You look at the other four teams that are left. Jimmy Garoppolo, he's paid like he's the franchise guy, and he probably is, and will get better as he goes down the line and stays healthy. Aaron Rodgers is obviously there. Patty Mahomes was MVP last year. When you look at this in context of that conversation, the job that Mike Vrabel has done, is it's got to put him right at the top of the Coach of the Year award, doesn't it?
I mean, again, he took some onions to do what he did when he did it, and it was masterful. I mean, it's not like they also, you know, changed the coordinator and switched out a left tackle and made a couple trades at the deadline. I mean, everything else basically stayed the same. They got a little healthier maybe on the O-line as the season went along, but it was a straight-up personnel move, you know, executed by the coach that paid huge dividends. This team has basically been playing elimination football for 2 months. I mean, they reached a point in the middle of November where you started looking around the AFC and saying these guys are going to have to come close to running the table to pull this off, and they did. You know, they had a lot of tough games along the way. It wasn't, you know, a cupcake schedule. And they did work. They play in his image and likeness. You can see his fingerprints all over, from what they do in the trenches to what they do in the running game. And they've become fundamentally sound. And I think that's a testament to him as well. I guess the pro football writers, you know, a lot of the voting is already done in the regular season. I think Harbaugh won the PFWA's Coach of the Year. There'll be some other awards that come out after the fact, but he's certainly made a name for himself among his peers.
Yeah,
and that could be kind of an anonymous place. Nashville, they hadn't won the playoff game in a while. They hadn't been seen as a Super Bowl contender for a while. I know they won one a couple years ago with Mariota. Then they lost the next week and their coach got fired. So, yeah, for him to do that there and to take that team on a national stage, I think is special.
Yeah, you know, when you look at his opponent in this game, Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs, Coach Reid is really the only veteran, like the real veteran head coach that's left. He's 61. All the other guys are young guys. What does this mean for Andy? Because Andy has been there. We know it. We're starting to have this conversation as the best coach to have never, you know, won a championship after 13 postseason victories, which I think is sixth all time now. But he doesn't have that elusive ring. What is this season, and I guess this push and this window, so to speak, which is probably a couple more years open for him to get this championship?
I mean, in terms of legacy, in terms of playing the game, in terms of kids, I think he's retire right now, he'd be a Hall of Fame coach because of just the pure wins, five straight championships, 71. I get he only got one. I mean, the ball balance is funny, but because of what he's now done in two different conferences, established a perennial Super Bowl contender in sort of two different eras, two different ways, two different conferences, because of his offensive wizardry, because of what he's done with different guys. I just think he already is, but
yeah,
I'm not a voter. And if you add a ring to that, I think it's just the cherry on top. It takes away a lot of the arguments against him, and I think it makes it a sure thing. And look, I don't think Coach Reid is thinking the end is near. And Patrick Mahomes ain't going anywhere for a while. And as long as they got him, you're in the conversation every year, brother.
Yeah. He definitely is in the conversation every year.
Listen, it's weird because I love what the Titans have done. So part of me is rooting for the Titans, I love what Andy Reid's done. I love to see that.
And you love Pat Mahomes.
Ceremonial punctuation. I love Mahomes. Hey, listen, Jay, we're going to let you go because we know you're juggling. Obviously, things are a little sketchy on the cell phone end. Great intel. Have a great flight to Orlando and then maybe down to Bama and then back up to Georgia and then fly around up to Maine, bounce out to Montana, and have a good time out in Kansas City. Meanwhile,
you got it. I hope I get there. It's through Dallas on the way back.
I got you. Thank you, Jay. Great work, man. Meanwhile, Romo and Nance are like this. They're like this on the CBS Learjet.
Exactly.
Anyone here yet?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.